boy, you get me on these. I have dived.
Okay. I always have a strong compulsion to say dive, dove, dip, and try to restrain myself. And when you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Yeah, yesterday you did it, and you say you
swam.
And you have.
Swam.
All right. Somebody who can't swim, though, he stands a good chance that he might
drown.
All right. Yesterday he
drowned.
And he has.
Drowned.
Okay. If somebody goes in the water and hits flat,
mm-hmm.
like so, you say he did it.
Belly buster.
All right. And if a kid's playing out in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go over like so.
Mm-hmm.
You say he did a
somersault.
All right. Have you ever heard say if a man went into a store to pay off his bill, the storekeeper might give him something a little extra for paying his bill? What would that be called?
You got me there.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a lanyard?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Before a
baby. Wait a second. How do you spell that?
L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E.
Well, I've seen that somewhere, but where? What? Yeah. Where have I seen that? And I didn't know how to pronounce it or what it meant.
Was it in Louisiana somewhere?
I really don't know.
Yeah. That's where I would expect to see that.
I've been in Louisiana a few times this year, mm-hmm. so I don't know.
Okay. Before a baby is able to walk, you say it does what?
Crawls.
All right. And if there's something in a tree that I need to get, I have to...
climb.
Yeah. Yesterday I...
climbed.
And I have.
Climbed? I remember now I saw it on a commercial. It was for a big sale or something. And it said that's real. Line Yappy or whatever. You
was it a local station?
Yeah, I think it, or it might have been the Roses
department store
mm-hmm.
here in town.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Hmm. Okay. If a baby, a boy, a child, is about to go to bed, before he goes to bed, he might, if he's going to say his prayers, he might, you'd say he did what besides the side of the bed?
Kneel.
Okay. And if I'm feeling tired, I might say, well, I think I'll go
lie down.
Right. Or talking about somebody who was sick, you say he couldn't even sit up, he just had to
lie there.
Okay. And if you're sleeping, if you begin to see things in your sleep, you say you begin to
dream.
Okay. Last night I
dreamed.
And I have
dreamed.
Okay. I was dreaming about so and so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
If I bring my foot down real hard on the floor, you say
stomp.
Okay. And if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to make sure that she gets home all right,
mm-hmm.
he might ask her, may I
drive you home?
Okay. What if they're going to be on foot? May I
walk you home?
Okay. If I get my car stuck out in the mud, I might ask somebody to bring his chains over and put them around my front bumper and
pull me out.
All right. Or get behind me and give me a
push.
If you have a very heavy trunk or suitcase, you'd say, that thing for three blocks.
Toted.
Okay.
That's what I'd say.
When you say toted, does that always imply a pretty good burden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your mother's in the kitchen cooking something and a small child's around, she might say, well, now that stove's hot, so...
be careful.
Or...
don't touch it.
Okay. And if you want a knife and you send somebody for it, you say, go, the knife.
Get, bring me.
Okay. And we were talking about playing tag. When you played that, was there usually a place that you could run to and be safe?
Sure.
What would you call it?
Hiding place.
Hmm.
Oh, you're talking about safe.
Yeah,
be safe. Talking about home base.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't reading you right. Okay. Right.
And if somebody throws me a ball, I'm supposed to...
catch it.
Yeah. He threw it and I...
caught it.
And I've...
caught it.
Okay. If we're supposed to meet in town...